This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, until you see Punxsutawney Phil with a rototiller in the backyard, it's still not time to start your gardening yet. But when he shows up with that rototiller, then it's time to get all ready for the,
gardening
gardening season.
I'm here. Can't get started.
Listen, your Pratt Pack, up at it again with Mr. Oster, DougOster.com, still traveling the world. He'll tell you where his latest adventure will be in a moment. He's got a lot of stuff to get to, but we always begin by giving you the opportunity on the Organic Gardener to take home a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. So the 10th caller wins it, 412-922-1020. Here he is, the star of the show, Doug Oster.
Good morning, and this weather is killing me. It's going to get cold for another week, but... don't worry about everything that's sprouting, even though it's getting cold. Don't try and cover it. Don't worry about it. These plants have been through this for centuries, so everything will be okay. I'm getting lots of questions about things that have sprouted in my garden. Oh, man. Snowdrops are up, and I love snowdrops. They're just one of the first things to bloom. And got some daffodils up, and when these little things are coming up, I'm already planning for fall, believe it or not. I'm looking to see where the bulbs are popping up and where they aren't, and just jotting down where I'm going to be planting in the fall. Today, I would love to talk to you about your favorite tomatoes. I would love to pick your brain a little bit about what you're growing, why you're growing it. We're going to talk a little bit about seed starting today. And give me a call. There's tomatoes I want to add to the Pittsburgh Preservation Project. The Pittsburgh Preservation Project, I've talked about it all the time, is about saving special tomatoes from the Pittsburgh area. I've got three in there. The Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top, the 3945 found on the battlefield of World War II, and a new one, Dr. Jim Snow. They all have this Pittsburgh background. You can get those seeds for free. In fact, I've sent out the latest batch of seeds to people, but you just go to DougOster.com. It's right there. Click on it. See what you might want to grow. The idea is you grow it, you save the seeds, and you send it back. And I send you instructions on how to do that. And we keep these tomatoes alive. Since 2000, I've been giving away the Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top, and it's just a big, meaty beefsteak, pink, and very few seeds, and just wonderful taste. The last tomato you'll probably pick during the year, but then 3945. You've heard that story where a Pittsburgher found it while serving in World War II, crossing a field. Again, I have people that just love that tomato, and then this brand new one, Dr. Jim Snow. It was Dr. Jim Snow is a dentist in Newcastle. His sons are still in the dental practice, and he just had this great tomato that won a contest for its flavor. And it's just, again, somebody gave it to me, and it's this big, ugly, wonderful beefsteak tomato. Now, I got a couple things coming up this week. Thursday at 6 p.m., I'll be presenting a webinar detailing my fall trip to Sicily and southern Italy. If you're interested in that trip, you can see every stop along the way. We'll have pictures and talk about how we're getting there and what we'll be doing while we're there. It's a 13-day trip, and I've never been to Sicily. I can't wait. And now, a week from today, I'll be appearing at a brand new home show called the Montour Home Show. It's 2 o'clock next Sunday, AHN Montour Sports Complex on State Avenue in Coraopolis, presenting Grow Your Best Garden Ever. And 1 month until we plant our peas outside, Rob. That is going to be a good feeling. It'll be peas and lettuce and arugula, beets, oh, Swiss chard, all the cool weather stuff. Like I said, Rob, this weather, this has got me down, brother. Not down, but just like, oh, just
enough.
It's just, yeah, just dragging on. And I know that both of us at our advanced age have been through some really tough winters. And this hasn't been particularly tough. I was complaining about yesterday's snow. My wife's like, what are you talking about? We had a great break. I said, yeah, but oh, yesterday, shoveling that wet, heavy snow, and for really no reason, it was gone this morning.
So what would happen if you lived in a warm weather place 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year? Would you just be a nonstop gardener at this age?
I guess so. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, how many of us need the break. And I guess, I don't know, I guess I need a little bit of a break, but not this long of a break. I'm really chomping at the bit to get going and get ready for planting. There are some things we can do. As soon as we get through this real soft, wet period and things get cold again and the ground freezes solid again, which it's going to do at 9, 10, 13 degrees at night, this is an opportunity to bring in some compost. It's something we can do to get the garden ready, you know, clean up anything that's in there as far as any old annuals, vegetables that might have been in there. It's just getting ready. And we can talk a little bit about starting seeds today. It's a little early for me for tomatoes, but this would be a good time for peppers. You know, peppers take 3 weeks to germinate. I always love germinating peppers with a heat mat, and it's a specific heat mat made for this job. Don't try to put heat under there any other way. Just use the heat mat. It is the way to get things to sprout. I have just a good friend who for years just put those flats on top of the forced air run. And I did that too. You got to watch because they'll germinate quick on there. Be careful when you do that. Don't burn the house down. And another thing that we could think about right now as we are chomping at the bit to get going is getting your tools ready for the season. Andy Anrheim from EV True Value will tell you a sharp tool will make your gardening life so much easier. I really didn't know about sharpening things like a shovel or a hoe. I never did it. And I'm using tools that were my grandparents'. And so there's different tools you can get at a hardware store like Evie to sharpen your pruners, your shovels, your hoes, loppers, whatever it might be. It makes a big difference. And it's good for the tools, too. It lets them last a lot longer. I coat those metal parts with a little bit of oil, a little bit of motor oil, just a little bit just to stop rust. And then on the wooden handles, it's boiled linseed oil, and that will soak in there. I do that applications 2 or 3 times. It just makes the wood more supple, less likely to break. We've all broken handles on shovels and other things. So get the tools in shape, and before you know it, we're going to be gardening.
So get your peas ready to go. Listen, that Montour Sports Complex, Coraopolis, this weekend coming up. And then, of course, Cool Springs out there, Bethel Park.
I'll be there, too, at 2 o'clock. That's in 2 weeks, I think.
Good friends, Allegheny Health Network, Highmark Healthcare Company. It's Montour is the training headquarters of the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, and of course, all sorts of great athletes, weekend warriors, youth, both facilities. But this is really a beautiful place to have a home show. So I hope that you'll stop by and see Andy and Doug over the next couple of weeks. And yeah, I'm going to be spending a little time with Andy and maybe catch Doug at one of those weekend events as well, too. So definitely time to start thinking spring, and no better way than to get out to one of these home shows. Montour Sports Complex this coming weekend, right outside of Coriopolis as you head into Coriopolis, and Bethel Park, Cool Springs, of course. All right, short break. We'll come back. It's time to go to the phones. Gardening is on all of our minds. 866-391-1020. Let's go. Light them up next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So the rain is coming down. It's cold. We're going to get some snow later, but you're at your house. Maybe you got a little blanket on, a little fire going in the distance, enjoying that cup of coffee. Dare to dream. The spring, the robin returns. The weather is getting warm. and you start to see things like popping up in the way of buds and tree leaves, and trees start to come to life. Here's what I want you to do. What are you planning to add to your garden this year? Something brand spanking new. It's going to be the maiden voyage. Well, guess what you get to do? You get to talk to the guy himself, the organic gardener, and get some tips and tricks and ideas on how to get started. And why is there a particular item or two that you're ready to take that next giant step? But as always, anything on your mind in the way of gardening, call us right now. This is the best time because all of our lines are available. 866-391-1020. So what was the biggest second step that you took in gardening? After you had a couple of years under your belt, you started to think big and you took that giant step planting and growing something that you never thought you would ever grow, Doug?
That's a great question. I guess it would be the conversion to organic. You know, when I first started gardening, I just was listening to my parents and grandparents and how they gardened. And I tell the story all the time about how my son, who is now 38, just had grandchild number 3 a couple days ago, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I got a boy this time.
What's the name?
Zachary.
Nice.
So we're pretty excited about that. But when he was about 2, I was putting this stuff on the cabbage to kill cabbage worms. It's called 7. And he was walking around barefoot through that stuff looking for snow peas. And that was kind of my epiphany for changing. And I was like, I started looking at the bag at the back of the bag, and it was like, oh, 7 is a nerve toxin. And I was like, well, I don't want my kids walking through a nerve toxin. And so
that's where it started.
Yeah, I just changed to organic, and that wasn't a big deal. I thought it would be an explosion of pests and diseases, but it wasn't. Nature provides quite a balance. But the difference is just improving the soil, like we talked about at the top of the show, just adding compost. I still have an organization that owes me a truckload of well-aged manure that I did a speaking
nothing
gig.
Nothing like a truckload of well-aged manure.
For a gardener, there is nothing like a truckload of well-aged manure.
Growing up, we had a guy in the neighborhood, not to be confused with Mr. Haney, but he was Mr. Haney, not from Green Acres. But that was the first sign of spring to me. People would always talk about, was it the robins? Was it the weather getting warmer? No, Mr. Haney putting his garden full of manure. And that you would smell that manure in the morning and you knew somebody was planting a garden.
Just remember, it has to be well-aged. If it's fresh, it could be very dangerous.
Does that mean it has to come from an old horse? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, it has to sit there for a year.
Oh, okay.
And
Does it really work, though?
Oh, it's the best thing you could put in your garden. I mean, it's just going to make everything grow crazy. That's the thing about the organic way to garden. We all have the same problems, but when you improve the soil with something like that, and I do that every year, whether well-aged manure or compost, whatever it is, the plants just, for the most part, outgrow every pest and disease. They're just happier that way. And it just makes life so much easier. The hard part is bringing the compost in. That's the hard part. And when we do that, we're putting that compost down. We're putting the plants in. We're mulching, and that's it. They're you know, sometimes watering during a drought like that. And but that's kind of the organic method, is getting that soil as good as it can be. Every year, compost. Every time I plant something, compost. And every time that I do a speaking engagement, that's the first thing I talk about. Because people always ask me, like, they'll show me a picture, like, why isn't this plant doing good? And I'll be looking, it's like growing in gravel. And I'm like, well, what is the soil like? And they'll say, what do you mean, what's the soil like? That's what it's all about. That's your key. That's why this time of the year, getting it ready, you know, getting all those beds filled with compost, getting a pile of compost in the garden just to have when you're going to be planting, and you're going to be so much more successful when you've got that great-looking soil to put those plants in.
All right, here we go. Let's get to the phones. 866-391-1020. Something new you're planning for your garden this year. You need help on some of the old stuff. You just want some thought process from Doug. Call us. All of our lines are available, but 1-866-391-1020. Here she is out there in Imperial, Pennsylvania. Let's say hello to Kathy. Hi, Kath.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay, so I sent a picture of this bug to my son's buddy who went to college for like entomology and environmental stuff. He said they're called box elder bugs. Mm-hmm. They look like a lightning bug without the light. And they apparently got all over my silver maple tree. Now they're on my, then they got on the roof. They're on the window. And I want to know if I need to treat the roof and the windows, or do I, can I treat the tree? Because, I mean, there's a ton of them.
You don't have to worry about the pest, except that it is a pain, because they'll be doing that. They'll be all over the house. They're that's just what they do, and they'll be all over that tree, but they're not causing any damage. That's the one thing that we have to know. And so if you can just put up with them, that they're there, again, it's not going to be an issue for the tree. It's not going to be an issue for the house. They're just looking for warmth. They're looking for a place to stay. And maybe you could look at that bug as a beautiful bug. I don't know.
Well, some of them have gotten inside because they were all around the windows. And I mean on, let's see, at least four of my windows.
Yeah.
They've gotten inside. Yeah.
Let's take a look at that in the spring and see if we can seal that up. That's what we want to do. And okay. As I said, the pest is not something that's going to negatively affect the house or negatively affect the tree. It's just when they're there, they're basically an infestation, and it drives people nuts. And so,
have you seen these a lot? Because I've never seen them in my life.
You know, you see them. I hear about them and see them here and there. We don't see them all the time, and you never know with what the winter will bring as far as a pest like the box elder bug. We've had a really tough winter for insects. They're going to take a beating here, and with that cold weather. So see how things do. I mean, you could literally, if it's at the first level, you could actually brush those off with a broom if they were driving you nuts.
Okay.
But don't go up on the roof. They'll be okay. As long as that's sealed up there, they can't get into the attic or that sort of thing. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for a place to hang out and be warm. And
they should go on their business and, like, go away at some
Yes, they'll go away and they'll do their thing and you won't see them again. But I understand what it's like to have those all over the house. I hear about it a couple times a year, but don't worry about
so
them.
Weird. Never saw them before, and yeah. So
hopefully you'll never see them again.
Yeah, I hope. Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you.
All right, 866-391-1020 is the number to dial. 866-391-1020. We're going to talk to Sue in Crafton on the other side of the news. She wants to talk compost. We'll get to that in a moment. Now, coming up next hour on the program, very unique topic. We've never done it before. Frank and I, we're going to be doing hand-me-down recipes. You know, Doug was talking about those gardening tools from former generations. Well, we're going to talk about some recipes that maybe have been in your family for 50, 75, 100 years, and you still make it to this day. And where was the first time that you maybe remember enjoying it or preparing it? So that's coming up on the Coons Cooking Hour. And then we're just going to roll through the rest of the day today, including the Black and Gold Sunday Show. Greg Diolis is down there where the Pirates are in sunny Florida. So we're going to be talking about a lot concerning our Pittsburgh Pirates, including Paul Skeens. Can he equal or even do maybe a little bit better than he did last year, and how he's added a couple of new pitches to his repertoire? We're going to do all of that today. Of course, look at some of the Steelers news and notes, some college basketball notes, and four nations face off as Team USA got a big win against Sidney Crosby and Canada last night. So stay with us. We are far from done here till 1 o'clock today. Your Pratt Pack on KDK, and coming up shortly, an opportunity to win that gift certificate from Janoski's and more of your calls. 866-391-1020. All right, here we go. 10th caller wins an incredible $25 gift certificate to Janoski's out in Clinton, 412-922-1020. And it's Sue in Crafton, just down the road from where we are here in Greentree. How are you, Sue? Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm wondering, Doug, are you able to recommend a certain compost to use?
When you go to the nursery, there's two ways to buy it, either by the bag or by the truckload. When you go, if you want something that you know is certified organic, it will have three letters on it, OMRI, O-M-R-I, and that's what you want. And you'll be able to find that easily at the garden center or nursery. They'll have four or five different kinds, And they're all good. That Omri just means that there's no chemicals or anything in it. And I bought, you know, even though I make compost and I get free compost, also remember that many areas in especially Allegheny County, they have places where they just dump free compost that they make out of our leaves. And that's usually in April. And if you know where they dump it, you'll when you drive by, you're like, okay, it's there. Great. It's such a giant pile of compost that it would take weeks for people, and that's usually what it takes, weeks for people to get it. You don't have to have a truck. You could do it by 5-gallon buckets. But then also, if you need a truckload, you want to get probably 3 cubic yards, because it costs you, if you get 1 cubic yard of compost, it costs you that much for the delivery. And so financially, it makes more sense to get 3, and you're always going to use the compost. But as I said, you never make enough at home. I'm, you know, taking all that stuff out from the kitchen and putting it out somewhere, anything from the garden, putting it out in my compost pile, and it breaks down very slowly during the winter. But as soon as things warm up, it starts to break down, and it becomes something that is a great great soil additive, and it just makes all the difference in the world for your gardening. I especially like making the stuff at home. You, like I said, you just don't make enough, but you know, it's 50% of what was going to the landfill is no longer leaving the site, and you get the direct benefit. You get the compost. But you know, then when I've got, like, if I've got something to do for TV, and I've got to plant something for a video, I just run down and get a couple bags from the nursery, and it's relatively inexpensive. There's all sorts of different types. There's one that I really like, comes from Coast of Maine, it's called. They only put it in independent garden centers, and it's a little bit more pricey, but it's made out of like lobster claws and all sorts of stuff like that. And I actually grew garlic in it 2 years ago, and it was just, it went nuts. When you've got that good stuff, and I just, instead of digging it in, I'm planting directly in it. I'm just piling it up and planting directly in it and then mulching it, and the plants just absolutely love it. Compost, it drains well, but it also holds water. It is a natural fungicide, and it makes all the difference in the world. So just find something good at the nursery, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, and then after you do plant in it, and what type of mulch do you use?
In the vegetable garden, I just use straw because it's inexpensive. Believe it or not, when I started doing this, I was paying $2.50 a bale for straw. Now I think I'm paying $11 a bale for straw. And there's something like, I don't know if it's with fracking or something, but they use lots of straw somewhere. And so the price of straw has gone up. But you can find it as cheap as probably $10 a bale somewhere. And that, to me, with mulch, it's just what you like the way it looks. And so for me in the vegetable garden, straw is perfect. And I like to put it on early. I like to have mulch on there as early as possible to try and keep that spring moisture from drying up. One of the jobs I really don't like doing in the garden is watering. And so when I put mulch on there, it really makes a difference in how often I have to water. That's the thing, too. When I'm putting compost down, I'm making kind of a raised bed, and raised beds always dry out quicker. That's why I like that nice thick layer of straw. Like right now, I've got garlic that was planted in the fall, and it had probably 6 inches of straw on it. That straw mats down during the winter, and I can see the little green sprouts through there. They can come through there fine, but when we get, you know, another couple weeks into this and we get this nice spring weather, that straw that's on that garlic will prevent all the weeds too. That's another thing I hate doing. I hate weeding too. And so that's why compost makes a difference. Now in the ornamental garden, I'm using the cheapest bark mulch I can. I like the double shredded type. Triple shredded is a little bit more expensive, but a lot of people like that one. I like the double shred, and you know, I'll get a big truckload, have it dumped, and then you put it on the ornamental garden. And I always like to have a little bit of mulch laying around so that whenever any weed comes up, I just bury it instead of pull it. I just just throw another layer of something on top of it so I don't have to go down there and pull it, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Sharon in Latrobe. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I got to tell you, I look forward every Sunday getting up and listening to you. I really enjoy the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you getting up. When I tell people I do a show at 7 in the morning on Sunday, they just look at me and their eyes kind of glaze over and say, 7 in the morning on Sunday, who listens? And I said, oh, believe it or not, there's lots of people out there that enjoy the show and like to talk gardening.
I'm really in a spring mood. I got up and I started cleaning out closets, spring cleaning. And I found this product called Iron Tone.
Yeah.
And I don't know, does it last long? Because I don't remember when I bought it. And is it any good?
It should be fine. You know, it should last years. It's an organic way to add iron to the soil, and it is a positive. A lot of times we use iron to deal with pests and weeds. We overdose iron. We overdose weeds with iron. There's a product called Lawn Weed Killer from Whitney Farms, which is an organic weed killer, and then we also overdose slugs with iron. But in this case, Iron Tone, it's a positive for the garden. Whenever you have any product like that, especially one you're not used to using, pay close attention to the label and how to use it. Even things that are organic and safe, if they're not put on there the right way, they can be a negative to the plant, a negative to you, a negative to someone who lives downstream, because the plant can't uptake everything in there. So Iron Tone is a great thing. Read the label, and I'm sure it lasts for many years in storage. And if you're going to be doing some spring cleaning, when you're done, come on over to my house, because I need a lot of spring cleaning. My rooms are so cluttered, and that's just me, the hoarder. I'm trying to clear out, you know, I'm always thinking about when I cleared out my parents' house and what my kids are going to have to go through and all the garden stuff. Like over the years, I bought this like old soil test kit just to have like on the shelf because I thought it was cool. It wouldn't work anymore, but they're going to look at that and they're going to say, why did he have this? But every time I look up at it, I'm like, oh, that's a cool little thing.
I cleaned out my dad's house.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks very much for your call. And I'd like to hear, too, once you get out in the garden, how that Iron Tone works for you. So give us a call back.
All right. 866-391-1020. Doug's got one more segment left. So if you want to jump in here and get a call on the air before the top of the hour, I highly suggest that you call now. So where's the next trip?
Oh, Sicily and southern Italy. And I can't wait. This is going to be... I mean, there's no better place in the world than Italy. We're going to go to Palermo, Valley of Temples, see a garden there called Naxos, the Strait of Messina, winery tour, farmhouse lunch, Pompeii. Everyone's talked about Pompeii. When I saw it for the first time, I was blown away. And just the people of Italy, and especially southern Italy, and then I'm so thrilled to see Sicily. My wife and daughter went to Sicily, and they just raved about it. I'm looking forward to it. Although I did see on the news 183 mafiosos were arrested in Sicily. So that'll make it a little safer for us, Rob.
That's okay.
I say this all the time. People always told me before I went to Italy for the first time, the food is unbelievable. And I was like, well, how good could it be? My wife is this amazing Italian cook. Well, it's different. It's fresh. Like I said last week, they do not stand for subpar food. Wherever you go, whether it's on the train, whether it's at a convenience store, I can't wait. And these Italian trips, they sell fast. Now, you've got plenty of time to think about it. We're not going till October. But last time I went to Italy, it was sold out. We added a second trip of another 44. First 44 people went the first one. The second trip, we added a second trip because we had so many people. That's not going to happen this time because it's a long trip. It's 13 days. I'm only going to do this one trip. And so if you're interested and wanted to see Sicily, wanted to see southern Italy, just go to DougOster.com, click on there, and see if the trip's right for you. It has to be right for you, but for me, I can't wait. And actually, I do have a couple seats left for London. And we're going to London in May for the Chelsea Flower Show and to see all those gardens. I've got it made, Rob.
I know. I'm actually going to Little Italy on a two-day getaway in Bloomfield.
Well, that sounds good to me.
Listen, I'll take anything I can get. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back. We got Sue, we've got John, we've got Mary Ann, all wanting to talk to this guy, Doug Oster, who right now is in the Metropolitan Window video screen. And you can see this show and all of our weekend shows stream live by going to kdkradio.com and clicking on KDKA Watch. We'll be back. All right, ready, set, go. We have less than 5 minutes, and I want to try to give every one of these callers some airtime. So it's Sue in Bethel Park. Sue, with all due respect, you're on the clock. Go ahead.
Hey, this is short, cute, and sweet. I'm watching a Amazon Prime video, and it's called Grow, Cook, and Eat, and they use powdered seaweed. It's all out of Ireland. Everything's totally recycled and organic. All the listeners, you should check it out. It's a very interesting series.
Oh, great. What is it on?
It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Grow, Cook, Eat, and they use everything.
All right. Thank you.
Seriously. I have to find the organic seaweed. I'm sure it's organic anyway. that's all I want to say. Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Here we go. John, Washington, compost. Go, John.
Good morning. Real quick, you talked about three tomato types seeds. I don't want to take up your time with it. Is that all on your website?
Yeah, the three tomatoes. If you'd like free seeds, you just go to DougOster.com. There's the Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top. There's the 3945 from World War II and Dr. Jim Snow. And you can have all three if you want, or you can just take one of those. Take a look at them. See if one of those or all three are right for you. You send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. I'll send you the seeds. You grow them out. And then if things go well, send me a few seeds back, okay?
Okay, next thing is real quick. I did some container gardening in the last couple of years in the normal size buckets, about 2 feet tall. But that didn't come out very well. You mentioned a while back a larger container that I can purchase. Where can I get that from? How big is a container?
So I recommend 15 gallons, and it's a fabric pot called Root Pouch, R-O-O-T-P-O-U-C-H. And if you just search if you do Google and do 15-gallon Root Pouch, it'll pop right up for there's this company called A.M. Leonard that does like lots of great garden tools, and they're only like $5 a piece. And you'll want that bigger container that will mean less watering, and your plants will have enough medium there, enough soil to grow in that they won't use up all the nutrients in there. I'm telling you what, bigger is better, and that's lightweight container with handles that you can move around. Okay, one more call, Rob. We can do it.
All right, Mary Ann in Industry, Pennsylvania. Pest is on her mind. Go ahead, Mary Ann.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, how we doing? What's going on?
Okay, real quick, two pests. My roses and my tomatoes. Roses in the spring, I get the aphids, and in the fall, I get those doggone worms that make the leaves all lacy. I don't like to use 7. I know there's got to be a rose product. I've tried everything. All right, that's number one. I know you have an answer there. And then the horned tomato worm.
Right.
I've been battling. I've put diatomaceous soil that earth down. I've plucked them off, thrown them in the pond for the bass, and they keep coming back. I've tilled the soil, like they say, till the soil, kill the larva. And they're as big as I am.
All right. I've got your answers. First off, for the aphids, we want to make sure that that plant is growing strong. That's what, when we see aphids, that can be an issue where it's not doing what it needs to do. So first thing is give that rose something called Rose Tone once a month. For the aphids themselves, there's an organic control, two different ones. You could use either one. Insecticidal soap or horticultural oil, and you spray it on the pest itself. It's safe, and you'll need to do it probably 3 times in as many weeks. Now, for the tomato hornworm, there's something called Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew, and you can get it at any nursery. It's organic, and what you'll do is you'll spray it on the tomato when it's time to do this, and it will eat that and will kill the worm. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow, and thanks, everybody, for your calls.
It's okay to share that secret sauce recipe today because we're doing hand-me-down recipes. Frank Dentisi and I were cooking up something delicious always on the Coons Cooking Hour, and that's next after Rob Taylor checks the news at 8 with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.